Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's how you cap off a birthday, by the way.
Yeah, with the Guardians
that,
win.
With that exact win, where yeah. For six innings, we were like, I guess Scoobles just got it. Maybe we'll get him tomorrow. And then the sixth inning happens, and then the rest of that game happens. And my birthday week starts with the Green Bay win. Mm-hmm. 56 minutes of misery and 4 minutes of glory, which is usually how it goes for me. And then to go ahead and cap off the birthday with that win, that was so much fun. That crowd was so good. Like last night, that's what baseball is about.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I always have a question.
Happy birthday to you,
oh,
too.
Thank you. I feel very, very old. My son was going around telling everybody that I was 100 years old. So that
sounds
made me feel
right.
Great.
You got the gray.
Yeah, too much at this point.
Yeah, you see the beard.
Yeah, I know.
You see the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. It's also in the hair.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had gray hair since I was like 16 years old. It's mm-hmm. just genetic, I guess.
I had one gray hair when I was 16, and I swear to you, my sister Kristen caused it.
Kept plucking it?
No, I just let it there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it also...
Just the one stray?
The little bit of gray that I had, like, by 18, I had three gray hairs. And they stayed three gray hairs until my 30s, uh-huh. when we started really going salt and pepper. But I found out those three gray hairs would allow me to purchase adult drinks.
Oh,
at a younger age.
Of course.
Between that and being able to grow a beard, they didn't really question whether this 6'4" man was, in fact, maybe not 21 yet.
Meanwhile, I got carded for rated R movies until I was probably about 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I went to a rated R movie. I think I was 28 at the time. And the guy asked me for my ID. And I looked at him. I said, are you kidding me?
Is that when you started?
I might be able to be your dad.
Is that when you started growing the beard? Because the beard does age every... Like, if I took this off, I would look 10 years younger.
No, the beard came about 5 years ago. That was in my late 30s.
Okay. Well, see, that's why.
I don't know what happened. I think I always wanted a beard. I had beard envy, and I never thought I could actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time I went to my stylist. She's great, by the way. Yes, I call her a stylist. I went to my stylist.
Okay.
Very uppity term.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you live in Bay Village.
That's
you go
true.
To stylists.
Yeah.
Not barbers. Yeah. Stylists.
Only barbers is what you call. That's the website you go to. When you go to, you know, let's sneak under the hood of somebody that isn't a stylist.
So my stylist one time said, hey, do you think you should try this? And I said, no, it doesn't really connect at the chin.
She put a little Rogaine there?
Well, I don't know that it was Rogaine, but it was whatever that beard enhancer is. And then ever since then,
so you're on
it finally
PEDs?
Connected. Yes, like before there was like a canyon. There was a little canyon, a break in between the goatee and the beard part.
So it's
and
like blue chew for your beard?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right.
And ever since she did that, the roads connected.
All right. I have a lot of thoughts here. I'm just going to keep them very simple. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good
appreciate
for you.
That. I'm that very is, proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm just happy you can grow a beard.
I mean, for three decades, I always wanted a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never happened. And I didn't know how it was going to look. And I think I kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
I have no complaints from my wife about it.
I mean, it's better than when you were clean shaven. We're both men who look better with beards, which says something about our faces.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's why we're in radio and not TV.
That's true. Well, though you're writing now, so you're even one step further removed.
That's true.
Like, exactly, can't hear my voice, can't see my face.
Just a name.
Read these words, you B.
That's right, just the byline. I have a question for you, because I've always wondered this. When I drive around and I listen to your open of your show, you always say that the show is back. Like, where does it go? It's a daily show.
Yeah.
What do you mean that the show is back? It didn't go anywhere.
I'm not on for 24 hours. There are other people who host the show. So it's a warning. If you don't like me, there's exit stage left. If you've missed me...
You were on yesterday.
I'm back. Yep. Yep. But then I left.
No,
do you not know how time works?
Different program happens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the show,
because
I am the show. I'm like the Ohio State, Home Depot.
The show.
Nick and JP, we are the show.
Oh.
Yep.
Huh. I thought that the term was taken by a different show in town.
I don't remember
that.
No,
all right.
No, I don't remember that. Hmm. I mean, somebody's going to have to show me the documents on that. Legally, no. I talked to the lawyer. He could have been a homeless guy, but he seemed like he knew what he was talking about. He had had some affiliation with the law, and he was like, no, you got the V now.
Oh, okay.
I've heard dumber things.
Yeah. It still doesn't make sense, but, you know, it's your thing, so go with it. It's not my show. I'm just filling in.
I mean, I get it. Writers don't, they're not all there. You know, like, you don't grasp all the ideas.
We are a weird breed.
So I do want to talk about what an incredible win. We do have to talk about the big win last night, and just, you know, I've talked about the atmosphere. That's Cleveland playoff baseball. And that was the quintessential win for this team, where you've got the best pitcher in baseball on the mound, who, by the way, I don't think is 100% healthy. He walked a lot of guys last night before you got to him. And you just dinked and dunked, and finally the dam broke through. And you could just see it in Detroit. You could see they were defeated last night before. I mean, God help them in the ninth inning. When Cade Smith was there in the ninth inning, they didn't stand a chance. That he could have thrown 12 Ephus pitches. He could have said, I'm going to now throw 12 straight fastballs right down the middle. They would not have been able to hit it. They were defeated last night in the truest sense of the word.
Yeah, it just feels like the Guardians... during this run and during last night's game, they put so much pressure on the Tigers that they have forced them to go outside themselves. They have lost themselves.
Yeah,
they're not dealing with the pressure very well. I think it's in the back of their mind that they're part of this huge historic collapse. And you always say, like, how are you when things are uncomfortable? Can you deal with being uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Can you deal with adversity? The Tigers feel like, to me, these great front runners, but when things start to go wrong, they just can't handle it. And for Skubal, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball,
$300 million this offseason.
Oh my gosh. For him to have a moment where he just went outside himself because he was feeling so much pressure and he started to do not Skubal things, that's when it really felt like, to me, all right, the Guardians got this. Like, there's no way that the Tigers can come back from this tonight, and there's no way that they can come from... They're done. They're cooked.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And to me, that's the power of an ace. The ace tells you everything about how your team is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we can consider this with, like, the best hitter on the team, or a guy like Otani, or a guy like Mookie Betts as well, or Aaron Judge, something like that. When they get outside of themselves, that's who that team looks to steady the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that two times in 5 days, Skubal could not steady the ship. I don't know this guy could get out of this division fast enough for himself. Like, that was, and again, like, I'm going to say it again, he's not healthy. So that we have to add in the fact that he doesn't look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Healthy, and I think that's also what's part in his head. But when your ace hikes the baseball to first base,
yeah,
which is, I mean, Scooble's got some of that Kluber to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that I am a robot on the mound. And it was before David Fry got plunked in the face with a 99 mile an hour fastball. We, you know, continue to send good vibes and prayers to him and his family. That was so scary. But even in that, you saw an incredibly human response to what had happened from Scooble. And it was just, this is the wheels coming off. And when your best player, your kind of North Star, does that,
yep,
I don't know how you get back on the other side of things. AJ Hinch is a great manager. I don't know how you steady the ship in this series.
Yeah.
You got Boston after this. I don't know how you steady the ship on that. And by the way, I'm the guy that thought going into last night that one of the three the number one most likely of the three outcomes for the Tigers, same with the Guardians, although I felt differently about the Guardians, was that they were more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Central or mm-hmm. win a playoff spot. I came into that game feeling that way, and it felt like last night rubber stamped that.
Because that's the thing, if you're the Tigers right now and you're having an honest moment, you say to yourselves, okay, where do we go now?
Yeah.
Returning to Jack Flaherty and his 5 ERA or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
somebody who has not been reliable when we've needed to keep it together. The thing that they always had for all of the things that were going bad for the Tigers, and some of their hitters were in slumps at the wrong time, and they had injuries to their starting rotation and injuries to their bullpen. Whether you were a Detroit fan or you were in that clubhouse, you could always sit there and say, well, we've got Scooble.
Yeah.
Scooble can pitch twice in 1 week if he has to, and you can bank those two wins. When the rival team that you're trying to hold off finds a way to get to that guy, it's just a blow to your psyche.
Yep.
And you sit there and you say, uh-oh, what's going to change? What's going to save us now? Where do we turn? Do we turn to Riley Green, who can barely hit against Guardians pitching?
Who, by the way, got froze by a question last night.
About how many times they struck out and against Guardians pitching.
Who's that?
What? 19? 19? Are you serious? Do we turn to the bullpen game? It's just, they're not the same team when Scooble is not invincible.
Yep. And this is where it's now important for the Guardians. Now you don't let up. That's
right,
a great
right.
win last night. But the only way the Tigers can take this division back is if you let up. And that's now what becomes, I think, the most interesting part of this. You've had the impossible dream. You've had you're never going to erase that 15.5 game deficit, or I think it was September 1st, there were 12, 11.5, somewhere in there. You're never going to do that. Well, now you've done it. Now you got to keep that momentum going for the next five games and certainly into the playoffs. 2-1-6.
But here's the thing, Nick. If we were having this conversation about the Guardians in July, in August, that would be a legitimate worry,
yeah.
right? I think a lot of people around town would legitimately be worried about that. But based on what we've seen basically since the All-Star break and certainly during this recent run, I'm not worried about them letting up. I'm not worried about them laying an egg. Not at this time. The way that this team is playing, the way that this team is believing, I believe along with them. They've given me a reason to back them and believe in them. That sort of thing that you were talking about right there, it's not going to happen. That they're almost not capable of it.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Chris Fedor on X. Of course, social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What chance do you give the Tigers to take the division back after last night's crushing Guardians win? You hate to see it, but more than that, you love to see it. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. At 3:20, we got Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider at 4. Both Ashley and Ross join us every single Wednesday. And then we got Matt Underwood, Guardians play-by-play man on Guardians TV at 5:40. We will talk about the red-hot Guardians. And when we come back, we've had so many great moments in Cleveland sports, but where does what the Guardians do, where does that rank amongst Cleveland sports stories? Chris and I answer that question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.